I'm Bob Doty with the VOA Special English Agriculture Report. The Food and Agriculture Organization says the locust situation in Northwest Africa is improving. The United Nations Agency reported last week that Morocco had reduced its control operations by about 50%. Algeria, also invaded by desert locusts, reduced its treatments by 20%. The FAO said locust control operations ended in Mauritania, but now that country faces a food shortage. The UN World Food Program says locusts invaded 100% of the agricultural production area of Mauritania. The insects have destroyed not only cereal grains, but also vegetables. Not enough rain last year has made the situation worse. Grasslands for cattle have also been damaged. The World Food Program appealed last week for $31 million to provide food aid for Mauritania. Agency officials say 400,000 people are in urgent need of assistance through 2007. Mauritania has a population of almost 3 million. The country is estimated to need 187,000 metric tons of food to feed its population. The worst damage is in southern Mauritania, home to one-fourth of the population. A UN study says 60% of families there will not have enough to eat in the coming year. The locust invasions in the Sahel area of West Africa have been described as the worst in 15 years. Aircraft have spread poisons over millions of hectares of land to kill the insects. The Food and Agriculture Organization said last week that limited control operations continued in parts of Gambia and southern Senegal. Guinea-Bissau and Northwest Guinea were organizing operations to treat small groups of locusts too young to reproduce. Locust migrations begin when young locusts leave their native territory to search for new places to mate and lay eggs. One locust weighs only about 2 grams, but swarms can involve thousands of millions. 1 ton of locusts can eat about as much food as 2,500 people. Experts say locust migrations last for several years. The current invasions began last June. By last week, the FAO had received $64 million to assist the countries affected. At least $9 million more is expected. This VOA Special English Agriculture Report was written by Mario Ritter. I'm Bob Doty.